Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Kira in Prescott, Arizona. Kira, I hope you have an awesome birthday. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, or if you would like me to wish them a happy birthday, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This is Lanuta's Wings. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Amanita Boltis. She has wavy brown hair, can always be found with a yellow straw basket, and she is the absolute best mushroom forager in freshwater. What's a mushroom forager, you ask? A mushroom forager is someone who knows how to safely identify and collect wild mushrooms. It has been a special interest of hers for years. She even wrote a cookbook called The Mushroom Master Chef that shows how to cook so many different types of wild edible mushrooms. Amanita is also a shy girl. She's always struggled a bit with social interaction. The townsfolk of Freshwater are very nice, but she doesn't always know how to start a conversation. Or at least she didn't used to. And not many kids at school thought it was cool to forage. Some even teased her for carrying around her basket all the time. She feels more confident now, but she didn't have many friends other than her mother, Regina. The mushrooms kept her company, but they didn't talk back. All Amanita wanted was a friend who understood. One summer day, Amanita was wandering the forest at the edge of town, looking to gather wild mushrooms for her studies. She found some rich orange chicken of the woods, perfectly round puffballs, and some golden chanterelles, the color of the most beautiful sunrise. Amanita packed them all in her basket and was about to head back home when a gust of wind made her stop. The breeze came with a twinkling sound, almost like wind chimes. The sound faded, and then a soft purple light caught her eye. It was getting late, but her curiosity got the best of her. She walked towards the glow, her feet crunching on the long blades of grass. She reached the light source and discovered it was her favorite mushroom, a kind that was not native to freshwater.
A wood blew it,
she softly exclaimed. The vibrant violet caps could be nothing else. She picked up the mushroom and took a deep breath in. It smelled just like frozen orange juice. So fruity. But this wood bluet was also different. Wood bluets didn't usually glow. This mushroom seemed covered in a glitter that reflected in the setting sun. And wood bluets weren't usually this huge. The purple mushroom was around 3 feet wide, and it was shaped almost like wings? Amanita's excitement over her latest discovery almost made her miss the soft sound of flutes and guitars. But the sound started growing louder and louder and louder. Where was it coming from? Amanita carefully placed the odd mushroom on the ground and started following the music. She moved quickly, knowing she would have to be home soon. Just a few feet away, where the music was loudest, she saw a burrow that was also glowing. Right outside the opening were other huge wing-shaped mushrooms that shone brightly. Amanita laid on her stomach, peering inside. Just like the mushroom, this was no ordinary burrow. There were people inside. They were dressed in beautiful flowing outfits, every color you can think of, singing and dancing and playing music.
Wow!
Amanita cried out, and then quickly ducked in case anyone saw her. This was unlike anything she had ever seen in the woods. She reached her hand inside the burrow, but something like a force field pushed her hand back. She looked up at the sky and saw the sun was around 5 minutes away from disappearing completely. She hurried to her feet, picked up her basket, and ran to the wood bluet. Should I take this home? She thought for a second. Will it still be here tomorrow? What if I never see it again? She couldn't risk losing this discovery. It would not fit in her small basket. So Amanita carefully held the purple mushroom in her arms and went home, a smile on her face the whole way back.
Just in time, Nita! Her mom, Regina, called, hearing the front door close. I'm making spaghetti. Should be delicious with some of the mushrooms you gathered today.
Amanita raced to her room to hide the wood bluet away in her closet. She couldn't wait to investigate further and get back to the forest to find more of these huge mushrooms. For now, this was her secret. The next day, Amanita scarfed down her breakfast and gave her mother a quick kiss on the cheek before she grabbed her basket to run off to the woods. She couldn't wait to have a full day to forage. The sun was shining extra brightly, feeling like a sign of good luck. She picked up a few small brown-capped porcini mushrooms and some rosy lobster mushrooms as she made her way to where the real treasure was, the magical burrow from last night. But when she got to the spot, there were no glowing mushrooms and no beautiful music. Instead, there was a kid sitting on a rock and softly crying. The kid was wearing a pair of dark purple pants with gorgeous floral embroidery that spilled past their feet, a lighter purple shirt that had large puffy sleeves, and they had long, light gray dreadlocks that curled at the ends and were woven with violets. Everything they wore seemed to float around them. Amanita was anxious around new people, but she gathered up the courage to speak.
Are you okay?
She asked the stranger, who shook their head no.
My name is Amanita. What's yours?
My name is Lenuda,
they said through tears.
Are you lost, Lenuda? Do you need help?
I can't find my wings. They were here last night, but now they are gone, and I need my wings to get home.
Why don't I try to help you find them?
Amanita asked.
And if we can't, you can come home with me.
Are you sure? You're not busy?
Lenuda asked. Amanita assured them her foraging could wait and held out her hand. Lenuda took it, and the two kids searched in every corner and branch and burrow of the woods.
They spent hours turning over every rock and even searched the river. But they found neither Lanuta's wings nor home. The sun began to set, and so Amanita brought Lanuta to her house. When they got to Amanita's house, Lanuta explained more of the situation to Amanita and her mom.
I'm a mushroom fairy. I need my wings to go through the magically protected entrance to my burrow. So until I find them, I can't go back.
Amanita and her mom agreed. Lanuta could stay with them until they found their wings. Amanita tried showing Lanuta how to set up the sofa bed, but they refused to sleep on it. Amanita tried to explain that humans usually slept on beds, but Lanuta wanted to sleep in the yard, on the grass.
Beds aren't very comfortable for me, Amanita, and I want to feel close to my home in the woods.
Amanita left Lanuta to sleep outside, and then went to her bedroom to catch some Z's of her own. It had been a long and wild day. She had even forgotten about the mushroom tucked away in her closet. She tucked herself in, thinking of adventures with her new friend. She fell asleep to the jingle of wind chimes. Every day for 2 weeks, Amanita and Lanuta continued to search the woods for Lanuta's wings, with no luck. In the meantime, Amanita tried to show Lanuta what a life outside the forest was like.
Without your wings, you look just like a human kid, Lanuta. So let's get you dressing like one.
Amanita replaced Lanuta's magical clothes with regular ones that didn't float. No ruffles and no more violets in their hair.
These aren't very comfortable, Amanita.
Lanuta sighed.
It feels like my skin can't breathe.
Amanita explained that the new clothes would help them blend in more with humans. She also gave Lanuta a pair of sturdy brown hiking boots. But Lanuta didn't like those either.
They hurt my feet, Amanita. Why do I have to wear them?
Amanita explained that humans wore shoes outside, and they would be helpful to navigate the forest with. Even though Lanuta wasn't too fond of many human things, Amanita was so excited to finally have a good friend. The two kids bonded over how much they loved mushrooms. They could talk for hours about the mycelium network, which is how mushrooms actually communicate with each other through electricity. Lanuta thought it was cool that Amanita carried around her yellow straw basket.
The basket is kind of like my wings. It's a part of you.
And Lanuta also shared thrilling information about mushroom fairies, like how they live in large communities, have elemental powers that range from growing plants to being able to talk with forest critters. And each mushroom fairy was connected with one specific type of mushroom.
I'm connected to the wood bluet,
Lanuta said, smiling.
My wings are even shaped like a giant one.
Amanita gasped. Was the huge wood bluet that she found 2 weeks ago actually Lanuta's wings?
My wings are not just how I get home. They keep me attached to my magic. When we have festivals, it is tradition that we take off our wings to dance. That's how I must have lost them. I missed them so much. My wings and my home.
And there it was. The mushroom in Amanita's closet was definitely Lanuta's wings. She knew that Lanuta missed their family, but then if Amanita gave their wings back, that would mean Lanuta would leave. Amanita just made this new friend. She didn't want them to go away. So she hugged Lanuta and said nothing. The summer passed, and Lanuta and Amanita grew even closer. Lanuta helped Amanita come up with the new recipes for another mushroom cookbook, and Amanita helped Lanuta adjust to life as a human. But Lanuta would always look so sad on all of their foraging trips with Amanita. And at dinner, Amanita often saw them looking out the window and at the forest, longingly. Soon it was the first day of school. Lanuta stayed home. Attending human school was a big step they just didn't feel ready for, and Amanita understood. Amanita actually enjoyed her first day. There was a club fair, where different clubs tried to get students to join them. Amanita walked around and discovered there was a new foraging club.
Wow.
The students who started it were very nice and complimented her basket. That had never happened at school before. They even had a copy of her book on their table. It sounded super interesting to her, but she felt anxious at the thought of introducing herself and meeting new people. Besides, she had a best friend at home. The bell rang for the end of the day, and Amanita raced home to go foraging with Lanuda. There was still around 2 months left before the mushrooms hid away for the winter. But when she went upstairs to put her bag away, she heard crying behind her bedroom door. She opened the door to find Lanuda holding their beautiful purple wings. Lanuda looked up, hurt all across their face.
I came upstairs to get a new shirt because I spilled some pasta sauce on mine. I found this in your closet. Amanita, have you had my wings this whole time?
Amanita felt ashamed.
I'm so sorry, Lanuda. I didn't know they were your wings at first, but when I found out, I didn't want to lose you as a friend. What if we never saw each other again?
She explained how she didn't have many friends, let alone a best friend like Lanuda.
I thought you could live a happy life with me as a human.
Lanuda came closer to Amanita and held her hands.
But I'm not a human, Amanita. Even without my wings, I will always be a mushroom fairy. What if I told you you could never forage again? What if I took away your yellow basket and said we could be friends, but you'd have to come live with me in the woods, stop foraging, and never see your mom again? Would you be happy?
Amanita shook her head no.
Exactly. Amanita, you can't make me be something I'm not,
said Lanuda. Amanita understood where she messed up. She apologized to her friend again, gave Lanuda their flowy clothes and violets, and the two walked back through the forest's tall trees to Lanuda's burrow.
I may not be a human,
Lanuda softly said,
but I'll always be your friend. You can visit me at any time. And even though you hurt me, you're not a bad person. You've got a good heart. Remember how you helped me on the first day we met? I believe you can make other friends who will see that.
The two hugged, and Lanuda put their wings back on. The sound of wind chimes filled the air, and Lanuda rose high, flying and making fall flowers bloom. Their powers were back, and the burrow started to glow every color of the rainbow. Lanuda waved goodbye and disappeared into the opening. As Amanita walked back home, she thought about the new foraging club at school and smiled. Maybe Lanuda was right. Maybe she could make friends without trying to change anyone else. And by just being herself, her heart felt like it was glowing too. That was Lanuda's Wings, written by Imani Russell, performed by Rebecca Cunningham, Dariana Fustes, and Ava Johnson, produced by Tessa Flannery. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love this story, share it with a friend. Grownups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And grownups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.